All right, nice to have you back with us on this Sunday. Ron Wotus with us. And, well, we've got another show coming up October 4th, and we'll see where everything is at that point, if the flickering hopes are still flickering. But we'll talk more about this playoff stuff. And, you know, you're a good analyst on this stuff. They ought to have you on. I see Dusty got signed to be on TBS. You understand this stuff of what managers and how games go and what you have to do and the personalities. And you got to make things happen against the big pitchers. You brought up a great point, and we'll go at that one again.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. I'm happy to see Dusty is going to be working the games. I mean, what a great baseball man. And see him out of the game. You know, I talk to him regularly, and he's been out of the game now, and it's good to see him back in the game, even if it is broadcasting, because he has great perspective and great insight on these things as well. Yeah.
Well, you've been there. It's fun to see how you become get that first run on the board with the good pitchers, and we'll talk about that.
Yeah, no, I look forward to that. Yeah.
Very good. All right. Gong breaks his leg. The knee is messed up, and Coughlin reaches for the bag barely, and he leg whips Gong, and everyone says, well, that's baseball. That's a clean play. What do you think?
Well, we changed the rule for the catchers, and now obviously there's going to be a big push to change the rule for the infielders because, as you mentioned, they're not going for the base. I mean, you have to be able to reach the base. That's the rule. You have to be able to reach out and touch the base, but you're going for the fielder. You're trying to get the fielder. And the way we were brought up in the game, whether it was a catcher, you know, that was a skill, blocking home plate. That was what you worked on in spring training, learning to block the plate and keep that guy off of the plate. As an infielder, you've always had to know, can I turn a double play without getting crushed by the fielder? And your game clock tells you, can I catch the ball and get it on its way before the runner hits me? And what happened in the Pirates scenario, Kong, the shortstop, you know, he was planting when he was throwing, so he wasn't able to get the throw off. His foot was planted when the runner came in to him, and that's where you have disaster because the foot doesn't give. You're in the act of throwing. So if you're going to be in the act of throwing, you have to learn to avoid that runner. You sideswipe them. You go across the bag a different way. You do whatever you can. Then you throw the ball. In that case, he tried to turn it, but he didn't have the time and ended up with a severe injury.
Yeah, jumping. I mean, you know, you got to jump over the runner, really.
You jump over the runner, sideswipe him. In that, well, looking at that play, it probably would have taken a step out towards right field to get away from them and then make the throw. It typically happens more with the second basemans. I mean, they're the ones that are always in harm's way. They have the back to the play, and that's why we were taught when we were younger, you have to be good at staying at the bag or coming across the bag or stepping back. The real good infielders, you come sliding, and you didn't know which way they were going to go. And they would know which way you're coming, and they would either come across, they would step back, and it was a cat and mouse game, and you couldn't hit them. But if the play develops late, like we had the other day with Goldschmidt, right? And he had a tremendous lead at first base because we were playing first base way off the line. Brandon probably should have shortened him up a little bit because he can get such a good lead that he's going to be on top of the second baseman. And that's what happened. The ball was hit to Duffy. By the time he threw to second, Goldschmidt was right on top of Tomlinson, did not have time to turn the double play. So he got the one and got the heck out of there so he didn't come up with an injury.
Boy, the thing with Coughlin that gets me, I mean, he was out by a mile. And within the rule, you know, reaching for the bag. But clearly, if I had to say his intent was to get the fielder, and there was a leg whip involved. I mean, as long as, you know, you're going for the bag, it's sort of, you could do whatever you want. You can't roll block anymore. You can't do that. But you could do just about anything you want. And I think that's the part, for me, that's got to change.
Well, you are a lawyer, Marty. We're a lawyer, and you bring up a good point. And it's going to be difficult how you word it to, you know, to change the rule, just as it was very difficult to change the rule with the catchers. So we made one change, and then they made another adjustment off that change. So that's going to be the hard thing to put into the rule, how you go about it, if they choose to do this. But it only makes sense that they take a look at this, because as you said, they're going for the runner. And I mean, for the fielder, the runner's going for the fielder, and there's got to be a way where he doesn't get to attack the fielder. Now, as an infielder, the couple things that really upset you is, you know, the guy's going to come after you, but if he comes in high with his cleats up, okay, I've gotten spiked in the thigh before, way too high, or if you slide late, you're more apt to get hurt. Usually, you slide before the bag, and then you'll slide into the fielder. But if you slide late, we've seen a few of those slides this season, now you're hitting the fielder with a lot more force, and that's where the possible injury is. So those two things alone right there, if you're an infielder and that happens to you, you don't forget it, and you remember who did it to you because you want to get them back somehow, some way, whether it's a low throw and they come back in. But those are the things in the game that are really going to upset you.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. You hit him between the eyes. If Sean Dunstan would hit you between the eyes, that would be the end of that. You wouldn't come in that way again.
Well, that's the way we were taught. You know, you catch the ball, you throw underhand to get the runner down, these guys that are coming in hard. So when a play develops late and they're on top of you, they have their free shot at you. But when you get the ball early and they're coming in, that's your time to get your free shot at them.
All right. That's still part of the game.
Yes,
that's still part of the game. That's the holiday slide into Scudero. We saw that. All right, well, we got Tim Hudson today on the Hill, and next week Hudson and Zito probably. Over in Oakland, what do you think about that?
Oh, it's great. I mean, listen, we all love Tim Hudson. I'm excited he's on the mound again. He threw great his last time out. Talking about the Oakland thing, the A's brought up Barry Zito. There's going to be a lot of excitement for that, to see those two guys. But, you know, you talk about players and players that have come through here, and Huddy's such a good guy and had such a great career. That I'm looking forward to seeing that moment as well.
Great. All right. Well, thanks so much. Have a good day today. And I say Duffy in the first.
Duffy in the first. Okay.
All right.
I like it.
All right. Well, take care. All right. That's
you
Ron Wotus, bench coach of the Giants. More coming up in the Sports Leader.